You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
The law feature on Classic Business is brought to you by leading full-service law firm Weber Wenzel through an alliance with Linklaters and relationships with law firms across Africa. Weber Wenzel ensures that you have the best expertise wherever you do business. Our recent High Court judgment confirmed the importance of public dialogue and debate in a healthy democracy, and it did so by, and for the first time in South Africa that I'm aware of, recognizing the slap defense. And I'm joined by Dario Milo, partner at Weber Wenzel, adjunct professor at Wits University, and member of the Neuberger high-level panel of legal experts of media freedom. Dario, welcome. The slap defense, we'll get to that. It was a groundbreaking judgment where we saw Deputy Judge President of the Western Cape High Court, Patricia Goliath, recognised that defendants may, in principle, raise what she called a slap defence in defamation cases. What's the background to this case?
Hi, Michael, and hello to your listeners. Yes, I mean, it is an unprecedented decision in the sense that it is the first case where the slap defence has been recognised in principle in South African law. And the background was that, you know, a number of mining companies in a particular group who are conducting exploration and developing a major mineral sands project on the Wild and the West Coast, they were criticized by a number of activists and by, in particular, three environmental lawyers. And the criticism related to the activities of the mining company, allegations were made, and there was a public dialogue about the activities of the company and whether there was a negative effect on the environment. So the typical kind of environmental activism that you see and that the court, as you say, in this case has encouraged. What the defendants did, that's the activists and the environmental attorneys, is they sought to raise a special defense called the slap defense. And as you say, it's a defense which hasn't been recognized yet in South African law until this case, but is quite widely recognized in many other jurisdictions, such as the United States, Canada, etc. And the bottom line behind this defense, Michael, is it says that it's a defense for us to have criticized you if the purpose of your lawsuit is to intimidate, to chill expression, it's effectively to bully us into not criticizing you anymore, or to send a signal that to others who might want to criticize you, that if they do so, they will be on the receiving end of a massive judgment. And I might add, Michael, just by way of clarification, this is still a very preliminary part of the case. So the judge didn't find that these mining companies in this particular case have engaged in a slap lawsuit yet. That comes at a later stage of the case. But what the judge said is that the defendants, the parties who are being sued, are entitled to raise this as a defense in law. And of course, then it will depend on whether the defendants, who are my clients at Weber Wenzel, whether they are able to prove that the requirements of this new defense are met.
And that SLAP stands for Strategic Litigation Against Public Participation. Wonderful acronym in law, that. And the upshot, I guess, Dario, is that activists can no longer be bullied by dodgy corporations with endless resources and deep pockets.
Well, I think so, Michael. I think if this defense survives an appeal, which we understand the mining companies are minded to bring, and we are confident that it will survive an appeal, then what it means is that if you can show that there's an ulterior motive to the litigation, it's not someone who wants to protect their reputation because they've been genuinely harmed or aggrieved, but it's someone who wants to use the law to weaponize the law, as Judge Goliath said, in a way that it is used to stifle freedom of expression. You know, kind of David and Goliath type scenario, ironically, with the judge in this case being Goliath, who said to the proverbial David, I'm on your side. And it will, I think, have a massive impact, because it'll mean that for those who want to weaponize the law in this way, ultimately the defense can be raised, and if proved against you in court, which can be separated from the rest of the case, that will, of course, be the end of your claim and will completely undermine your reputation, the reputation that you are claiming you want to protect. And an example I will always give is former President Zuma, who, of course, went on a litigation spree against the media, cartoonists, journalists, satirists, columnists, and instituted claims which totaled over 50 million rand. And, you know, was only forced to withdraw his case when Zapiro took him on and said, I'm calling your bluff and let's go to court. I'll prove that I was justified in drawing the cartoon I drew against you, which really forced Zuma, even though he was the one suing, to withdraw his claim. And, you know, if the slap defense had been around at the time, in those series of cases, I have no doubt that it's the kind of defense that we would have argued applies in the circumstances of that case.
Because we do see so much vexatious sort of litigation with really bad intent. And I suppose the slap defense is really trying to draw a line underneath that. Dario, very interesting case. And I think congratulations to you and the team so far in ensuring that it's 1-0 to the Davids of this world versus those deep-pocketed Goliaths. That was Dario Milo, partner at Weber Wenzel, with this week's law feature brought to you by Weber Wenzel. With over 150 years of experience, as well as deep industry knowledge, Weber Wenzel is the leading full-service law firm on the African continent.
Knowing that limitations exist and knowing that there are no boundaries to your possibilities, combining knowledge and experience to provide tailored and commercial business solutions, leveraging key relationships with global firm linklaters and law firms across Africa, that is the value of experience. With over 150 years of experience and deep industry knowledge, Weber Wenzel is the leading full-service law firm on the African continent. See the value of experience at WeberWenzel.com.